What did you learn about diabetes while she was in hospital in 1978?
Well, we had a fantastic dietitian who helped us very much with the diet because it was very rigid then. It was based on rations, 10 grams of carbohydrate per ration, I think. And the hospital, the Manor Hospital, which is where she was in Walsall, they were very good. They'd got all sorts of booklets and leaflets. We also joined the British Diabetic Association and had loads of information from them. The hospital dietitian came out to school with me to instruct the school on what she should be doing, which was fantastic. And the hospital, the doctors and the nurses, they were really so helpful. There was a problem at the time. There was a bread strike. I don't know. It was something silly. And I did find that, particularly like for breakfast, because she'd got to have a certain amount of breakfast, food, carbohydrate-wise, they couldn't do toast. So she had to have an enormous amount of cereal and milk. And that was the one problem I had with the hospital. They didn't cater for diabetic children. I wanted to take fruit in, but no. The food had to be what they provided, and it wasn't a wide enough range of food. So at that time, food was a bit of a problem. We learned to do the injections, and that was a bit frightening because there were the great big glass syringes. And only being 4 years old and having lost a lot of weight, there was no flesh on her. And it was terrifying trying to inject. I thought I'm going to hit the bone or something. But the hospital were fantastic. She was in 3 weeks altogether, but during that time, she came home during the day. The important thing was that we were there morning and night for her injections. She spent the night there, and she just came home during the day. And so although it was 3 weeks, she wasn't consistently in hospital. I did pop her into school for a couple of the days to get back into the school routine, and again, they were very good.